Imagine this. You're waiting at a train station, a shopping centre or a cafe, and instead of reaching for your phone, you're able to print out and read a short story from a vending machine, free of charge. Well, in some cities around the world, this is actually possible. The short story dispenser was invented by a French publishing house. Picture an orange machine that prints out stories on receipt paper. Since 2015, the machines have proven so popular that they're now springing up all over the place, including in Philadelphia in America, where Will Higginbotham went to check them out.
I've just caught the train from New York City down to Philadelphia, and I'm here today to investigate the growing popularity of something known as the short story vending machine. Now, today I'm in South Philadelphia, to be specific. It's about a 15-minute car ride from the city centre, and I'm here to meet Andrew Nurkin from the Free Library of Philadelphia. He's been a huge advocate of getting people reading throughout his entire career, and it's partly because of him that Philadelphia now boasts three of these short story vending machines. Andrew, it's great to meet you. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Nice to meet you too, Will. Welcome to Philadelphia.
So we're off to see a short story vending machine in action.
That's right. So Philadelphia has three of the short edition story dispenser vending machines. And we'll show you the first one here at the South Philadelphia Library.
Let's head inside into the South Philly Library and check out this vending machine. I'm curious. We're standing right at the front of one of these short story vending machines. How does it work? Step us through it.
Sure. So there's three buttons on this machine. 1 minute, 3 minutes, and 5 minutes. You can pick the length of story that you'd like to read. If you want something quick, you'd press 1 minute. And then obviously, if you're hopping on the train or a bus, grab the 5 minute story for your ride. You simply press the button and it'll print out a story on receipt paper for you. And you can take it with you.
And it prints out a story to whisk you away to another world.
Exactly.
What do we want to read today? 1 minute, 3 minutes, or
Let's
5 minutes?
Let's try 3 minutes.
Okay. I hear it dispensing.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is almost like, if I didn't know any better, a receipt.
Yeah, it's like a grocery store receipt, right?
And then you take a closer look and it's a short story. It could be prose, poetry, you name it.
Yeah.
What's this one?
So this one's called In Shape by Javier Bray. It's interesting. It looks like it's entirely dialogue, so looks good.
So where would this one have come from?
So most of the stories are submitted to Short Edition, which is the company that makes the machines. They're based in France. They're stories submitted from around the world, some originally in French, some originally in English. There are a few classics sprinkled through the catalog, so you might get something that's written by kind of one of the great old masters or Shakespeare,
for sure.
Dickens. Yeah, I've definitely seen Dickens. Some of them are in translation from French to English, but it's pretty much anybody can submit a story.
So you're saying that my neighbor could write a piece and I could be standing in line one day, dispense a story written by them.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Hopefully it's not about you.
Hopefully. What was the whole concept behind the short story dispenser? What's the idea behind it?
So their concept was really to get people reading throughout the city, throughout their day, to take the burden off of the kind of seriousness of reading, but make it fun, delightful. It's interesting technology. I think people are surprised when you press the button and you get a receipt with a story on it. And they wanted it to be accessible throughout, different public spaces.
So we're at the South Philadelphia Health and Literacy Center. Mm-hmm. Would you describe the complex for us?
So this is a combination of a neighborhood library, the South Philadelphia Branch Library, a recreation center run by the City of Philadelphia in the back with basketball courts and a kind of rec center for people to exercise. And then on the second and third floor of this building, a pediatric care clinic. Run by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So this is a place where families can come to read, families can come to exercise, and families can come to see a physician.
And what was the idea of putting in one of these short story dispensers here?
The thought here was that we've got a lot of people here in this complex for different purposes. You have a huge line of people that are coming to see their care physician in the clinic. And if they're waiting in the waiting room, they might need a story while they're there.
So these short story dispensers, Philadelphia is not the only city that has them. Why did the Free Library of Philadelphia throw their support behind it?
So this is part of a project that's supported by the Knight Foundation, which is a philanthropy here in Philadelphia. They have granted four cities, of which Philadelphia is one, the funds to support 2 years of the story dispensers. So it's Philadelphia, Akron, Ohio, Wichita, Kansas, and Richland County, South Carolina.
And what has the response been like?
Oh, people love it. I mean, I said you could drop it in a recycle bin, but I've actually had people say they save their stories, they pin it up to their bulletin board, they go back to them over and over again. It's been nothing but positive response so far.
What do you think it says, you know, in an age where we're so addicted to our phones and digital this and digital that, that people are still drawn to these, you know, tangible pieces of media, you know, the written word?
Yeah. I think it says that people are ready to get off their phones and look away from their screens for a minute or two. Of course, the technology of the dispensers is itself sort of interesting, so it still has that technological innovation to it. It all functions over 3G network, and of course, it pulls from a catalog of 80,000 stories. So it is still a piece of technology, but it's not a screen. And I think people really enjoy that, and they like taking it with them and having something to hold in their hands.
Sharon, it's lovely to meet you. What's brought you over to the short story vending machine today?
Well, visiting the library, we always wait a little bit, whether it's for our children or for a computer. Sometimes I even come in if I have to wait for the bus. So it's a good point to hear that I see that I could grab a story and sit down and read it while waiting. And also, you know, you can share it. Then you say, look what I got from the library, and pass it on.
Brilliant. Well, let's give it a go. I'm going to pick 1 minute, 3 minute?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, all right. To dispense. Here it comes. Would you like to read the first paragraph for
us? Sure. They were my neighbors on the other side of the road. People call them the Siamese twins. According to the local legend, they had been married for 70 years. No one had ever seen one of them without the other. They did not appear to have any family, not even a child.
I just want to keep reading. Yeah, don't you?
Sounds interesting. See, and it draws you in.
It does draw you in.
Yeah.
How have you found the pieces that you've
I read a couple that they were interesting, but they were a little dark. They were on the dark side. But that's the whole pull to it as well. It's a mystery. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, I've printed out a short story for myself. It's a 5 minute read and it's called Time to Go Home, which is fairly apt. I think I'll be reading this on the bus back to New York and hoping that by the time I'm back in Australia, that maybe short story vending machines will greet me there too.
Thanks to the producer, Will Higginbotham, and hopefully he won't be waiting too long for the short story dispenser to come to Australia.